How do you get this team over that hump?
We then need to find a way to make those two or three plays go in our favor, or if they don't, be able to have the inner drive or the willpower to say, hey, we're going to do something to force momentum our way. So that's been the tough part. It's two or three plays every game that we're having a hard time bouncing back from if things don't go our way. We need to find a way to say, hey, regardless of the situation, we're going to play our best, play at our highest level, and do what it takes to win.
Did you feel, you know, late third quarter when that play, that momentum was when you and Roy combined to get Arian Foster down on fourth down and one, and then they go down and score to Julius? I mean, it felt like it was turning right there.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we had things going in our direction. You know, all sides, you know, offense, defense, special teams are playing well. Now, we just need to make sure that continues, you know, into the third and fourth quarter when the game is on the line, that we are completely dialed in and have the focus to do everything that we need to do to make those critical plays to help us win.
More than half the season remains, so what do you say to these guys? There's a lot of young guys in this locker room, and some of them have never been through this.
Yeah, we say that there is plenty of football left. You know, we haven't started the season off the way that we wanted to, but there's plenty of football left. There's a lot of opportunities for improvement to get better, and then ultimately, you know, to play the way that we want to on Sunday.